This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel and Hamas appear to be open to extending that ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, one more hostage and prisoner exchange is set for today. Little Abigail Idan, 4 years old, was among those freed yesterday by Hamas. She is the first American to be released. The AP's Jackie Quinn says President Biden made the announcement.
So many Americans are praying for the fact that she is going to be all right.
Abigail was the youngest hostage freed. An elderly woman had to be airlifted for medical help, and a Russian national was released. President Biden says he's working to get the rest of the U.S. hostages, approximately 10, released from their captors. But only Abigail and two women are eligible under the terms of this truce.
I'm hopeful this is not the end. It's going to continue. But we don't know.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's a court proceeding today for a suspect arrested in the shooting and wounding of three men of Palestinian descent in Vermont. He's formally hearing the charges against him today. Tributes continue now for Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady, who died November 19th at the age of 96. The AP's Jennifer King.
Today, Rosalynn Carter's remains travel by hearse, accompanied by Secret Service agents past and present, to a wreath-laying ceremony at Georgia Southwestern State University. The motorcade rolls on to Atlanta, where she will lie in repose at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum. I'm Jennifer King.
The Portland, Oregon School District says it's got a tentative agreement with its striking teachers union. That means about 45,000 students are returning to school today after more than 3 weeks without classes. Britain's government reached a deal with senior doctors in England that could end a series of strikes, according to officials. Thousands of senior doctors walked off the job for 48-hour periods earlier this year. This is AP News. Ready to embrace your inner child? The AP's Sagar Magani is in Washington with this.
The White House wants visitors to embrace their inner child this holiday season. The Executive Mansion is decked out with nearly 98 Christmas trees and more than 142,000 lights. Decor First Lady Jill Biden hopes will help visitors experience the season's joy through kids' eyes. The White House unveiled the decorations this morning before the First Lady's remarks this afternoon, where she'll say each display is designed to capture the imagination of our childhoods. There are numerous nods to the 200th anniversary of Twas the Night Before Christmas's publication. The traditional gingerbread White House recreates the story with a sugar cookie replica of the book. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.